Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Thanks to Audible.com for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. Audible is the leading provider of audiobooks with over 150,000 downloadable titles. For a free audiobook of your choice, just go to audiblepodcast.com/TMOS. Remember, go to audiblepodcast.com/TMOS and get your free audiobook. Thank you, Audible.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
How was your weekend?
It was great.
I tell you what, mine was great. We both had better weekends than Morgan Freeman.
Oh, yeah.
Flat tire, not normally a big deal unless you're taking off in an airplane.
Yeah, you think the most safe way to travel is by private jet?
Sure.
And if anything, those multi-million-dollar planes, their tire pressure should be checked.
Thank God he wasn't injured. This happened Saturday. He was taking off. He was going to shoot his movie, The Story of God. I'm sorry, his TV show, The Story of God.
That's
he was
going
to fly from Mississippi to Texas.
Texas.
And as they were taking off, they blew a tire and had to have an emergency. I've heard it say crash landing in places.
Oh, man.
But certainly an emergency landing. And here he is to address the topic, Mr. Hello. Morgan Freeman. Hi, Morgan.
Hi, Rob. Oscar.
Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning to all of you and all of your listeners on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm a very, very big fan of it, and I just want to say, happy holidays. Where's Pony Boy?
Pony Boy's
right here.
Ah, oh, that's
hello.
So kind. He remembers
hello,
the little
Pony
people.
Boy.
Good morning,
Mr.
Freeman.
How's your mom, Glenda, doing?
Oh, she's great.
Oh, wow.
That's wonderful.
You know, what's funny is if we were in Germany, we would actually say to you, good Morgan.
Good Morgan. Yeah, that's funny. That's terrific. That's a funny line. I'll be laughing about that all day long.
How you doing? I know you've had yourself a rare weekend.
Oh, I did. I released a statement to the media.
Yes.
About my unfortunate incident with my aircraft, but I have more of my statement for you boys.
You have like an extended statement.
Well, the statement started out, I was on my plane on the way to Texas to shoot a segment for The Story of God, the TV show that I'm doing, and sometimes things don't go as planned, and a tire blew out on takeoff, which caused other problems. But thanks to my excellent pilot, Jimmy Hobson, we landed safely without a scratch, and I cannot say the same about my plane. That
no,
was my
true.
Public statement. But what I don't care for in today's media is that the media today edits my full statement, and I have my full statement that I would like to read.
Please.
So what you're saying is that there was more to the statement.
There was more to the statement
that
they did not include.
Hear.
You know, in this day and age, everybody rolling around trying to go as fast as they possibly can, being first with a story. They chop, 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 and nobody gives you the full story. That's why I watch and listen to National Public Radio and television, you know.
Oh, this is the real story.
Yeah.
Yes, I listen to Mississippi Public Radio.
Oh, NPR.
NPR.
NPR. Yes, NPR. But they didn't include what I wish they had, because I think it would be best if I simply shared it with you now.
You mean you'll let us have it on our air?
An exclusive?
Yes.
Oh, this is going to be great.
I know it is, Rob.
It's a rare honor.
Your sincerity is only matched by your lack of preparation.
This is going to be great.
Truly looking forward to it. But if you'd like, I could share the statement
please.
With you now.
I would
now.
Love
please.
The exclusivity of it, absolutely.
Thank you. Silence, please. A man steps onto a plane and never really knows what the day will hold for him. When that jet engine spools up and that plane rumbles down the runway, you're basically in the hands of the Almighty. And I should know because I've played the Almighty in a whole bunch of movies. No, Sonny, you pack your carry-on bag and you check your text messages. From now on, I'm going to take a quick look-see up to the sky and make sure the man upstairs knows I'm okay with him. A man never knows when he's going to breathe his last breath, and I just want to make sure that I have my thoughts in order before I climb on board a tube of metal and jet fuel that might as well be one of God's Roman candles. Jimmy Hobson, that's my pilot. Jimmy Hobson landed that plane in the worst of all possible conditions. With a blown tire and every imaginable warning siren blaring in his ears, he feathered that aircraft down the runway with the precision and skill of a brain surgeon. By the time anybody knew what was wrong, Jimmy had belly landed that private jet back to the Mississippi Earth with the care and grace of a concert violinist. Yeah, I think it's fair to say that I liked Jimmy Hobson the first time I met him.
Oh, no.
Scared? Sure. Relieved? You bet. Happy? Absolutely. Nervous? Maybe. Grateful? Count on it. Humble? Can't be. Too famous for that. So you all keep flying your coach airplanes. Me, I'll take my private plane to the maintenance hangar for a little tune-up, and then you'll see Morgan Freeman climb right back into that luxury living room in the sky, sipping on a cool drink and reclining in my custom-upholstered leather seat with my own private flight attendant who looks just like Jackie Brown. As I look out my private window onto the great expanse below that we call these United States, I'll breathe easy. Breathe easy. But there's a good man at the controls up in front of me. A man who can perform under pressure. A man who doesn't flinch when times are tough. A man...
Yes?
Named Jimmy Hobson.
There he is.
Jimmy Hobson, everybody. Yeah. So that's my full, unadulterated statement that
Mr.
I wrote
Freeman.
For you.
Mr. Freeman.
Yes, hello, Oscar. I'm here. I'm standing by. I'm standing by. Feeling good. Feeling fit and fiddle.
Did you think about Andy Dufresne at all?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Andy Dufresne crawled through 3 football fields of smelling foulness. Oh, I'm sorry. That's the first edit of the week. I'd be a lot of those boys. And that was Jimmy Hobson's co-pilot, Andy Dufresne.
Really? He was up there with you?
Yeah, that's right. Jimmy occasionally leaned back and go, "You all set back there, Red?" Yes, I am, Jimmy. Yeah, Jimmy, take that plane up to the sky. Fly me down to the set of my latest TV show, The Story of God, Bruce Almighty. My next movie, God, God, God. The voice of God. Morgan Freeman is God. Morgan Freeman is the spirit of God. Or the voice of God. Yes,
Mr. Freeman.
I'm here, standing by.
Is it true that the radar on your private jet went out as well, and they had to use your face?
Yeah, the chart that actually is the star chart that you have on your face.
They had to use your face to bring them back to Mississippi Airport for the emergency landing?
You know something? Man gets older. Has lots of dots on his face.
Yeah.
And you get a map of the stars and little black dots all over your face, and you can take that plane just about anywhere. Just like lovely Raquel on Andy Dufresne's wall.
Wow, you like that. Yeah. Do you ever, when you were reading the chart on your face, did you call back to your days as Easy Reader on Electric Company?
Now you've gone too far, and you've actually left the bit and left my frame of reference. You know full well that I don't do the Electric Company, Morgan Freeman. Look at that. There's a hole in the wall. Andy Dufresne is tunneled out of his cell. Look at that face on the water. Oh, my goodness. We're all staring in that hole. Wow. I love it. About 5 minutes now in the movie, Wharton's going to blow his brains out.
Oh, no.
And I like to think that the last time that went through the Wharton's mind before that bullet was Morgan Freeman flying on a private jet.
Yeehaw!
Yes.
One more, please.
Yeah, of course. I'm standing by. I'm here.
Mr. Freeman.
Well, he's Morgan Freeman,
and I'm here. I'm ready to believe you. And happy holidays.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Rob.
This is just breaking from the NTSB. It looks like the Wharton was one of the chief suspects in the sabotage of your private plane. Are you surprised at all?
Are you kidding me? Hold on. Let me take a look down here. I'm going to look under the seat. Now, under here, you take the carpet off, and there's a little bit of a compartment right back here.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on just a second. I'm just going to open this up, because behind here, there's some screws that actually get to the engine compartment. It's all Velcroed. All right, let me take a peek here. Why, if I'm not mistaken, looks like there might have been a screwdriver left behind here. Mm-hmm. Let me open this compartment up here. Well, by golly, it looks as though this plane's been tampered with. Damn right the Wharton's been on my private plane. Jimmy, fire up the jet. We gotta go catch that Wharton.
Shawshank 2.
Shawshank 2.
The Revenge.
Morgan Freeman's plane. My God, those goddamn mechanics. All they do is sit around and drink Budweiser and eat peanuts all day. That means they can hardly read.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
December 7th, a date which will live in infamy.
Mainly French cuisine. No, sir, Mayor Daly no longer dines here. He's dead, sir.
Private dining rooms are available. Oh, no. I thought it was supposed to be 5 years. Didn't you get 5 years? No, sir, not you. And your name, sir? Rizzolo for 8 at 11:30. Thank you.
Mr. Fabulous, how marvelous it is to see you. You're looking younger than ever.
Wait, you guys can't come in here.
Nonsense, my dear fellow. My brother and I have come to dine. To celebrate my early release from the service of the state.
Seriously, you guys, the food is really expensive. The soup is f***ing $10. Come on, let's go outside. I'll buy you a cup of coffee.
We're putting the band back together.
Forget it. No way.
We're on a mission from God.
Cut it out. Cut it out. Mona's gonna ask me to call the cops.
You wouldn't do that to me, would you, man?
He just got out of Joliet. He's on parole. You can't call the cops on him, man.
We're putting the band back together.
I said no, absolutely not.
You, how much for your wine?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Always helps when you turn it on. Coming to you live from the Cappy Fiber Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it. Yeah. If you are here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by Mr. Todd Moore.
Oh.
No, not his new game, Spill Zone. It's Todd Moore himself because Todd Moore, he owns the company. It's Spill Zone. Big news from TM Soft. That's Todd's company. It's Spill Zone, and Spill Zone 2.0 is the puzzle game where the goal is to make the entire puzzle one single color by spilling one color into another. Brilliant new game from TM Soft.
Love it.
Like all great puzzle games, the concept is simple, but it requires strategy to complete the puzzle in the fewest moves possible, and version 2.0 is now here with another 100 levels for a grand total of 200 levels. The new daily challenge feature delivers a different puzzle every day. You can compete against other scientists from all over the world to find the best possible solution. And you can also purchase solutions for the bargain price of just 25 stangs.
Stangs!
You'll never get stuck again. So get ready to experiment, fail, and repeat with Spill Zone 2.0. It's unique, it's challenging, and utterly addictive. Experiment by yourself or with a friend. Determine the true Spill Zone champion. Visit Spill Zone and download this challenging puzzle game to your Android or iOS device. And best of all, it's free. Our listeners at the Mike O'Mara Show love the TM Soft
yes.
games. Mm-hmm. You loved Compulsive. You're going to love Spill Zone even more. That's spill.zone. Spill Zone, one small pour for man. One giant spill for mankind. Download it today, and please be sure to update your review. Give them
please
5
do.
Stars. Give them 150 stars.
As many stars as you can.
Give them 300 stars.
Stars.
Do that. Please,
stars.
Please do that. That would be wonderful. Okay, happy anniversary, guys.
Yeah, to you, Mike.
Why are people saying, I am totally confused.
Why?
This is, today is our 6-year anniversary, correct?
Yes, 6 years. And look why how are people far
saying,
we've come.
Why are people saying 7 years? Why are people
confused.
Saying 7 years?
They're not, I mean, good at it.
But like much of America, the people, the most uninformed are the loudest, and that's the same with our, God love you for congratulating me and sending me messages saying congratulations on 7 years. But no, it's 6 years. I've been saying we'll have our 6-year anniversary coming up. Just like next year, I will say to people, we'll be having our 7-year anniversary coming.
It's definitely six years.
Yeah, 2009.
See, we do the show.
I started questioning
and none
that
of us
as
really
you said
know.
That. Yeah. I said six. I've been saying six since we started talking about it. Yeah.
I say we have our six. There's something nice about that number six where you say, we've got our sixth anniversary. Let's go to the man that should know. Man who had a lot of weekend. I can tell already.
A lot of weekend.
Because you'd normally be piping in right now, but you are in that. You seriously look like you mainlined Crown all weekend.
So it's complex carbs, Mike.
I'm just curious. What happened to you this weekend?
Everything is fine. I had a lot of time with the kids. I had a hard time getting the family, how shall I say, motivated to assist with the Christmasing of the house.
And okay, so you had a busy weekend.
It's a busy weekend, But it is absolutely 6 years. We started on December 7th, 2009, and you go,
there we go.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
15.
6 years.
6 years.
Just like we've always said.
The fact they remember is pretty cool.
They mean well. They truly mean well. But you know, I'm tired of this.
Who would have thought that we would have driven Mike to two different states?
That's right.
Yes.
Trying to escape. Well, at least he stayed on one coast.
I'm looking right now. Hold on just a second.
Does it feel like six or 16?
I'm really curious as to whether what frustrates me more here, whether it's the people that are saying happy seventh anniversary or the people that say, Mike, really, do your diligence and do jury duty. I didn't need to be told that. If you listen to this show, would you have had any inclination that I was not planning to do that?
We taped
shows early in the week. Rob and Oscar taped a show because I wasn't there, and we actually prepared shows for Friday because I was planning to attend jury duty.
Yes.
I'll get to that in just a second.
And I think what they're referring to is that, you know, you wanted to know if there was an easier way to accomplish what was going to happen. And anyone would do that, but you had you weren't going
Some
to duck responsibility.
Don't go.
Yeah, you had to go.
Well, no, I mean, but I was planning on it from almost the beginning.
Sure.
I think their
takeaway is when you said, how do I get out of it? Like, can I say that I do this?
But
can I say
fair,
I do that?
Everyone,
do I wear the hood?
That's your reaction to that's everyone's reaction when they get jury duty.
Yeah.
They don't want to do it. They don't want to do
it. Let me tell you. So, Rob, I told Rob earlier today, I said, get the best happy anniversary, you know, music for what is
something
this?
Schmaltzy.
What is this?
Mike, you know, it's since it has been 6 years. I thought it was time we had a little Jolson for you.
Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed.
Is this an anniversary song?
It's the anniversary song by Al Jolson.
This is like mellow Al Jolson, not like the happy stuff you normally
play.
Well,
what it is, I think it almost sounds like the music of his people. It has sort of a klezmer feel to it. And talks about the beautiful night that a long married couple actually met.
Well, I can't find out who said happy seventh, but I'd rat him out if I could, but I'm not going to do that. Because it's a happy day. Happy 6 years today, and we all deserve a nice round of applause for the show is better than it's ever been. I am delighted with that, and I'm very happy to have the guys. I mentioned that over the weekend, that I was very happy to have it. That last bit was a great example. It's just like, for all you junior broadcasters out there, write a little bit that features one of your character voices, then add Oscar and Rob, and you double it. It's really wonderful. It was fun. That to me is like a perfect world. That starts out my day on a wonderful day. I just felt like doing Morgan Freeman. I haven't for a long time because I used to do him too much. That's the way I look at it. Question for you,
and Oscar and I actually touched on this briefly before we started the show. It has been 6 years. That's a long time. Our show would be finishing up kindergarten now.
Oh, yeah.
Does it feel like 6 years to you? To me, it feels much briefer than that.
Well, no, it doesn't feel like 6 years. The thing about this show, and this is my timeline, and correct me if I'm wrong, this is what I tell people. I got laid off from CBS Radio, WJFK. Oscar approached me to do a podcast right after that, and so I took a little time to get my wits about me. We all reconvened, and we started to build this thing, and we started the podcast. And when we did that, it was fun, and it got going, and the show's had a bunch of incarnations. In the meantime, I took another radio job that was one of the most unpleasant experiences in my life, because not only it's almost like when you have a rebound relationship.
Right.
I got back in too quickly, and I hated it. I hated it more than anything. Radio had changed. I didn't realize that, and it just was not fun. And then I went through the exact same thing, only in a concentrated form where they were flipping formats again, and then I stayed with this. And the best thing I ever did was maintaining this podcast. It was very hard to do for me. I think you boys know that.
Well, I recall
it was very hard for me to do that when I was doing the other radio show.
You were weary, and there were ice cream cones and parking lots. And
yes.
You did all the tricks, but God bless you, you did it.
But ultimately, it was you know, something that I fell back on when I got laid off from the other radio station. Mm-hmm. And so this has been the labor of love. I always tell people I would do that old radio show that I did with Kirk McEwen, who's now on 98 Rock. And I would drive back, and because of all the crap we were going through at that radio station, I couldn't get to this studio soon enough to do this show. And it's been a lot of fun. And when I think of last week, I don't know about you boys, but for those of you that didn't, you know, get the bonus shows yet, listen to the bonus show this week and the week before, and you'll understand. And then all the shows last week were just so much fun. And to think that we can still do that after all this time is wonderful, and I don't see any end in sight with that. I love doing it. So there's your music.
Okay. Come a long way.
Maybe I spoke too soon. Maybe I got
and
happy.
There's still
maybe
a lot of work to do.
There is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're not to the top of the
there
hill
is
yet.
Tremendous work to do, and what Mr. Santana refers to is that we have only one way of building this show. That maybe is not the best time for this movie.
Okay,
let me
sorry.
Get heavy for a second. Our biggest challenge is to grow the listenership of this program and to get more of you to listen to it. And we will do, perhaps in the beginning of the year, we'll do another new listener initiative that we do. But the word of mouth is the best way to do it. The people that support us, your enthusiasm is unlike anything I've ever experienced in my career. And that's what keeps this chugging along. And it's frustrating to ask for more and more and more. But if you know somebody that might like this show and you want to share it with them, or if you know somebody that used to listen to any incarnation of what I did, pass that along, because we are having a blast. We truly are, and the shows are a lot of fun. And I couldn't believe how wonderful the shows were for me just to be entertained last week. I was just delighted with everything that was going on. And so I have no hesitation in saying this is the best we've ever done, and this is the best work we're doing on the air. We need to get you guys to share. Any way you know how. And I welcome every bit of input. I welcome anybody sharing the show. I welcome any method you have for, hey, why don't you try. The worst thing we can say is no, or we don't pay attention to it, but we love the ideas as far as how we grow the show. And we're always looking for new ways of doing that, because we don't have a gazillion-dollar budget to do that, and it's a challenge. So there's my speech, but thank you to all of you who have listened at any point during the 6 years we've been on, and here's to six more wonderful years. We're very, very happy.
60 more years.
Mm-hmm. 60 more years, yes. I hope that someday both of you are saying, Mike, he said Freeman, Morgan Freeman. We want you to do that.
Yeah,
that's what we want you to do. But it's been an honor to do this show, and we're having a fantastic time.
And you know what? Thank you to you two for being great partners. It is a joy to come in here, despite all the nonsense and BS we occasionally have to deal with. Sitting down with you two guys and Pony and the interns is always a highlight of the day. So thank you, guys. You make
it great. The thing about it is that we don't pull any punches, and you hear a lot of that on the radio, and you certainly don't see the behind-the-scenes stuff, but it's the same way. And I think, you know, when you work with guys long enough, you can do that, and we punch through all the issues that we have. And
very lucky.
You know,
yep, thank you all as well. You guys, it's tough to really run a business, and you live in two worlds where you genuinely have to make sure that you're creative and fun, and then you have to put your business hat on and say, hey, we all have to think of this side of the business and work together to really execute.
Yep.
And as the years go by, the way that we can have these conversations and really understand what it's going to take for us to be around for another 60 years,
mm-hmm.
let's say another 20 at this point, it's just as we evolve, both myself and the team, I couldn't thank you enough. It's a lot of fun.
It's funny when you think of what we do and the fact that we do it every single day. There is one big difference, and I don't want to say this and besmirch anything that I've done in the past. I really don't want to say that. Maybe, who knows, the sheer hours that we do it, but I don't think it's that, because to be honest with you, and Rob can testify to this too. Mm. Rob, I think you're probably like me, where you think a little differently about time and the holidays. When Don and I were doing that show together, you know, with all the corporate behind the scenes crap that we would endure, you know, working for that, making a lot of money, don't get me wrong. I was very happy with that. But the fact is,
this time of year, Oscar, I would be looking at a calendar every single day.
Yep.
And my mood would be elevating every single day because I was thinking about the end of the line. I no longer, for the longest amount of time, I don't think like that. You know, Oscar mentioned what our schedule was during the holidays. We're very happy to be having a couple of weeks with our families coming up here, and we're going to have some great content for you to enjoy during the holidays as well. But at the same time, I used to count the calendar. I used to.
Oh, hours.
I could not.
You broke
I
it
could
down to
not
hours.
Wait. For it to be, I no longer look at this that way. I actually feel more in line with missing it when I have like a time Friday through Saturday because it's I really enjoy this. This is a lot of fun. It's the concentrated nature of it. I just think we're doing.
I
some
think
fun
there's
work
a lot. There's a lot of things at play. But you're right. It used to be very different. And as a treat, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do this or not, but I went back to our first episode.
Yes.
And, I mean, this is, 1,422 episodes ago, and I wanted to play just a little clip to let you know how far we've come. Oh, wait. Oh. No. I'm sorry. This is not the first show.
18 days for Christmas shopping. 18 days, Michael. Fill the stocking. 18
what
days
a jerk.
For Christmas shopping.
I was
only
like,
got
oh.
18 more.
Hi there.
Hi.
It's later than you think. Only 18 more shopping days till Christmas.
Right.
So, I was like, oh my
you.
God, Rob Pope production? No.
Thank you.
No, never.
You really don't have it, do you?
No.
Oh.
I haven't shared either off air or on the air with either one of you what is going to be a very difficult discussion for me. I know that.
What's
without
that?
Even knowing what you're going to say. When we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you the whole jury duty situation.
Really? Oh, it's a situation?
Yeah, it's going to be brief. But I'll tell it to you. It's whatever. I'll just tell you when we come back. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and happy holidays, everybody.
Made up their minds, and they stuck.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, we have Anita Ford.
Well, that's promotable.
Well, she's Rob Ford's mother.
Oh, even better.
That's the hook there. Also, my college roommate, Rob Gerritsen, he is a wine expert, and he's going to test us on our wine knowledge.
Why did you almost forget his name?
I've been drinking already. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We want to say thank you to all of our friends at Audible.com
yes.
for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. We are excited to see that they're fans of our show. Of all the podcasts that Audible could support, they chose us because they value our show and they value all of you, our listeners. Everyone, please go to audiblepodcast.com/TMOS to show your support and get a free book, Oscar Santana.
May we try this guy out, getting to yes, negotiating agreement without giving in. And ooh. I got to tell you, it's not that long, but it may change the way that you negotiate in the future. I figured it out simply through business school when they said, okay, you got to read this. I said, I'm going to listen to it as I drive back and forth from school. And it is phenomenal.
So you're using the time in the car to do
yeah,
your homework.
And you can find it on Audible.
Perfect.
I haven't looked for my favorite deal book, The Art of the Deal, which by Donald Trump. So I don't know if that's on Audible
good.
Or not. I'm not
whatever
sure.
It is. Whatever happened to him?
What is that title again? Give us that title for Audible.com.
It says, Yes, Negotiating Agreement Without Giving In.
There you go. That's Audible.com, the leading provider of audiobooks with over 150,000 downloadable titles of all types, fiction, nonfiction, periodicals, you name it. Audiobooks are great to listen to when you're driving, at the gym, on the subway, or just relaxing. And just for TMOS listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook so you can try out the service. One audiobook we'd like to remind you to get is Yes, The Art of Oscar Santana's Deal Making. Please check it out. To download this audiobook for free or another one of your choice, just go to audiblepodcast.com/TMOS. That's audiblepodcast.com/TMOS. Thank you, Audible.
The
and
I
hope you're enjoying that. And
can I mention one thing quickly?
Yeah. Yes.
So the Getting to Yes, that book is not just a book that you can find on Audible, but it really, if you're the type of person like I am, that is super giving and always going out of their way to help people.
Self-described super giving.
That's true. You know what he likes to give? He likes to give himself credit.
Well, that's part of recognizing when you're negotiating that.
No, you're right.
You don't have to give away everything, and it certainly doesn't have to be that the other person feels good about the deal as well, as much as you do if you're being fair. You don't have to be fair, and it doesn't have to be 50-50 is my point.
Yeah.
Because
so, all right,
a lot
right,
of people
I'm gonna
give
download that book.
Yeah,
I'm
a lot of people give book. Away, and even in their personal lives, so much without real, and then they walk away like they really are they've left so much on the table, Mike, that they don't walk away from the deal feeling good about it.
Well, that's probably most deals. Yeah, I think most deals in America are like that.
Even at the car dealership. But really, yes. If you're going to buy a car or anything like that, it's just a pretty cool book.
Well, the thing about that is that, and I think that you are dealing with temporary pain for long-term happiness.
Ah.
Would that be accurate?
You know, you can actually, you can make it rhyme. Temporary pain, but long-term gain.
There it is. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but no, when Rob says it, he's like saying it with a bottle of Crown in his hand and a Santa hat on.
Well, yeah, because everything I say is worthless, but I can make words rhyme. So I'm just
I remember
to help out.
A limerick.
You know, back in the day when I used to afford to buy a new car,
yes,
I would go in there and I wouldn't feel really satisfied if I thought that the people at the dealership were really happy with me.
What do you mean?
Oh, you wanted to leave with them pissed off?
Yeah, a little bit. Not pissed off as much as borderline, like, exasperated or frustrated. I would feel as though I hadn't done my job if I did that. I would feel as though that they were getting over on me.
It was certainly satisfying to know that at least they're not satisfied with the deal, because their lack of satisfaction means that you did well.
Well, I balanced it out by several marriages. Went the other way with several marriages.
How did you feel when you left a marriage and the ex-wife was happy?
You know what? We're not going to go any further. We're not going to go any further with that. There you go.
That being said, I have so much further to go as far as negotiating comes, because it really is something that you have to be comfortable with. Maybe if I'm lucky in a couple years, Mike, if I practice this enough, I'll be as efficient as I would like to be.
Cool.
Well, that's good.
But
that's
you got to get started.
I think you do
somewhere.
A good job with me. You do a good job when you're negotiating.
Yeah,
with
but
me.
You and I, and this is another aspect of the book. You and I have been doing this for so long that we don't have to, this is really, these tactics are done for strangers. The way that you and I talk about and negotiate, and we really don't negotiate, we just know what's best for business,
and
right?
And communicate, yeah.
The way that you and I talk about what we need and what we want for the future is certainly, that itself is nothing compared to walking into a room cold and trying to learn about the person within the first 10 minutes of how they're going to move on with any negotiation.
Oh, and that's a whole nother level right there.
Yeah, you and I have been doing this for so long, it's like working with family, really.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever read that book, Rob Spiewak?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I would. I mean, I like dealing with people. You know what? I do, although I have never been a person that has, you know, been responsible for closing a deal, I do like dealing with people. I do like reading people. I mean, you know what? In a weird way, when I do the prank phone calls for the for telemarketers, it's a similar situation. It's getting in to know what their buttons are and pushing them, but it's using them for
comedic
purposes.
It's like when I called the Butterball Turkey hotline.
Exactly. Yeah. Similar to that. You know what? Yeah. I think everybody in our business, to a certain extent, has to have that sort of instant read on people. You used to use it all the time. You used to call it your crap detector. When people would call in on the phone, and you would have, you'd have 20 seconds with someone on a phone, and you would be able to figure them out to their bottom line right away. It's just
something
you can do.
The bottom line with me also is, you know, I think that you have different negotiation styles for different scenarios too. You have to.
That's true.
When you're talking about business, it's a totally different animal than when you're talking about personal lives and things like that. There are other factors.
And what your key drivers are. For example, I know that if I came in with a honey-baked ham and I put it in front of me and Rob, I'd say, look, you can either get 3 weeks of vacation next year, or you can get 2 weeks and this honey-baked ham. Which one would you want?
That's right.
Right? And the ham itself, I'm bringing in as a tool to use during the negotiations.
But I would tell you that Rob Spiewak would take the 3 weeks and leave the ham.
I think you're right.
Am I right, Rob Spiewak?
I am, and here's why. Because I know what drives Oscar. Oscar doesn't want the ham. I'll take the 3 weeks. Oscar's going to leave in exasperation and leave the ham behind.
And leave the ham. There
and
it
that's
is.
Why
there
I
is.
Get
you
everything.
Win.
I win. I win.
Win, win. Win, win,
and that's like dealing with family.
Well.
Yeah, it's true.
All right, so jury duty. You know, it was on my mind for a very, very long period of time. And what I'm going to share with you right now is probably going to irritate some people.
What?
But here it goes. So we jumped through hoops behind the scenes. The boys did a lot of extra work last week for me and I was very appreciative of them doing a full show without me here, and I'm very, very grateful. All of this leading up to the fact that I was preparing for this jury duty. I'd never done it before, talking to everybody about it, top of mind all the time, thinking about what I need to do. And, you know, if I get down there, what happens if I get onto a trial, and
right.
how do I get out of it? I wasn't thinking all exclusively about how I was going to get out of it, because there, the balance I was looking at was the experience of doing it, the honesty of doing it legitimately, where you do sit on a trial, but then the fact that we've got the two-week Christmas push here on the show.
Sure.
And as many of you might know, I if there's one guy that has to do these little commercials every day, it's me. I do them. That's what our at least that's what Oscar tells me our advertisers want. You know, so I mean, that's why I'm here primarily.
Well,
that's
we tried having Pony read the commercials.
Yeah,
right.
It didn't
right.
work out.
It wasn't so great.
But it's a busy time for us. So I stressed out about the fact that of all the times of the year to be gone, this is not a great time for me to be gone. So I was terrified of the idea of a week or two trial. And then as it got closer and closer, I took out my little summons, my jury summons, and I read the fine print, and I shared it on the show.
I remember.
And one of the things they told me was that the night before your day of service, is what they like to call it.
Day of service.
Day of service. That's a kind of a religious overtone.
Yeah, it does.
So I was supposed to either call a phone number or I was supposed to check in with a website, and it was after 5 o'clock that day. So by 4 o'clock, I'm already watch-checking on Thursday. I'm looking.
Texted you to say, how you doing? But then I thought better of it, because I had a mental image of you at 4:30, knowing that at 5 o'clock, you were going to find out whether or not the rest of your life was doomed.
Well, neither one of you checked in with me on the weekend, so I thought I'd just wait and tell you the story of what
I wanted to be surprised.
Yeah, I wanted to call you, but I wanted to give you your space as well.
My trial begins this coming Thursday.
Yes!
Oh, no!
I'm going to be on a murder trial.
Great American.
I'm going to be on a murder trial, and I can say that. That's all I can say.
Murder.
Wow.
Murder. It could be a 2-month trial.
Is it what is it? What, Ted Bundy?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah,
that's
Florida.
Not true. I'm lying. I'm not on a trial.
That would have been so
awesome.
I'm not
on a trial. No, it would not
the
have been.
The days
awesome.
Would have been less tense.
He's lying.
It would have been great.
No, what I look forward to is every day at about 10:30 when we'd call his cell phone and he'd say, I really shouldn't be answering, but this guy is guilty.
Yeah,
he's guilty.
What's a hung jury?
So what got you?
No, hold on. Let me finish. Yeah. So no. So Thursday at 5 o'clock, it's 5:15.
Right.
We had Dindin with the little guy, and then I said, "Oh, it's 5:15. I got to go check." I went to the website. The website told me as follows. It says, "If you are number 0 through 140, you must report as called tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
Okay.
If you are number 140 through, if you're number 141 through number 501, so it's a lot more people.
Yeah.
Your service has been canceled. Would you like to know what number I was?
Yeah, I would, as a matter of fact.
Oh, please.
144.
Hey!
144, ladies and gentlemen.
That is a break.
That is
skin
a
of
break.
Your teeth.
I'll break. Did
I
you
was three
find
three slots away? It was scary.
Did you
four slots away?
Did you find out it was a murder trial? Or do you know?
Nah, I had no idea what trial.
There's more than one trial at a time.
Oh, I don't know how
you
they
see
work.
The reason that they have 500
by the way,
people. Yeah,
I don't know how it works either. So all I know is that's what they said. So
murder.
The vast majority, and I understand that they can call you back now that's 365 days that they can't bother me anymore at all. They
so
can't,
you're off the hook
they
for
can't,
a year.
I'm off the hook for a year. And,
even if there is another
murder.
Not in
so that's that's it. I'm very, very happy.
Good for
Oscar,
you.
Oscar, how do you feel? I know what else
I'm a little crestfallen.
You wanted him to do jury duty? Yeah.
Remember how much fun we had that that afternoon where you and I did the Friday show?
Yeah.
Hey, come on.
Are these mics on?
Stop it. No, it was a very, very great relief because not only did I not get called at 8 a.m. for jury duty, but I realized that the shows were in the can.
Yeah.
So that was just that was kind of like happy joy
when
I woke up.
Don't get happy, Mike.
Great.
You could still go to court in the next year if you get caught.
Yes.
If I get caught doing all the things I'm doing.
All your nefarious activities. I mean,
yeah, the nefarious activities that I participate in. But no, that was it. And it was online. And then I had a neighbor down here that's a resident of full time, been here longer than I have. He says something like, "You notice those summons aren't registered mail. You know that, right?" He's a smart guy. I have a lot of respect
older
for him.
Older than you?
Older than me by a little bit, by about 10 years, but a kind of, I don't know all the details, but kind of a captain of industry, I think, when he's in the game.
Witness protection program.
And he just has kind of that way about him where, you know, he's been through the mill, and he's just a low-key guy. He said,
okay.
You know those jury summons you get aren't registered. And he said, I'm like, okay, what does
well,
that
sure
mean?
Well, sure, I know that.
I'm like, okay, I didn't notice that. You know, suddenly I turn into Jimmy Cerrito. What does that mean? Put some wing sauce on. He said, what that means is there is absolutely no evidence that you ever received it.
Yeah.
I get mine and I throw it into the trash. I'm like, okay, all right, thank you. So that's kind of the way, because that's it.
Remember that effective.
They can never really tell if you've done it.
Could have fallen through the cracks.
Yeah, you need to remember that effective December 6, 2016 when you're back in the pool.
No, but the thing is, if that is true, I would like to know. He claims that he's done it without any ramifications.
What's his first and last name?
And his social security
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to rat anybody out. But that's so that's the story. I was torn because I really almost thought that for the benefit of our listening audience, that both the people that wanted to hear me talk about the experience and people that thought, I should do my duty, which I was planning to do, that those people might be disappointed because, those old that GB nickname that I have kind of falls into play here.
Yeah, true.
The golden boy.
But you could always give Mike, if you feel guilty, you can give back by checking people in next election day.
Can you volunteer for jury duty?
I don't think you can.
You can't.
No.
No. I wouldn't want those people. I think those people probably be scumbags.
Well, that'd be people. All they'd want to do is send people to the chair.
And I don't know if you've been reading online lately, the mindset of the American people, I think there'd be plenty of volunteers out there. Yeah, I want to do it. I want to do it. Yeah, I want to do it, these people. Obama! Anyway, let's take a break. And we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara Show. Oh, damn it. My kid took my my Bah Humbug.
Oh.
My Tipsy
sweaters.
Elf sweater.
What is he sleeping in it?
Tis the season. Playing with it. Loves a little pug on the front of it. My ugly Christmas sweater. For all the things that only seems to make sense at holiday time, eggnog, mistletoe, and of course, ugly Christmas sweaters.
Yes.
Everybody needs an ugly Christmas sweater, and if you want supreme bragging rights for the most talked about sweater at the Christmas party. Listen up. Really, if you're the type of person that really wants to make that statement, you got to go to tipsyelves.com. I love this sponsor. I truly do. Trust me when I tell you that these Tipsy Elves Christmas sweaters are like nothing you've ever seen before. They are not for the faint of heart. They are for the people that want to be all about you.
Yes.
That's what you want to do.
Look at tons of
look at me. Jimmy Cerrito.
Yeah,
they could use his
client.
They could use his picture on the cover of TipsyElves.com. Yeah. Tons of styles to choose from, and they've never been worn. I love the way they even write their copy.
Yeah.
And they've never been worn. So you got that going for you, which is nice.
Well, I mean, for years, you'd have to go to thrift shops to find one. Now these are brand new sweaters for you.
TipsyElves.com, TMOS listeners, and you need to get these. 20% off at TipsyElves.com for our listeners. Anything you order on the site, just remember the code TMOS. It's a Christmas miracle, and it's not just sweaters. There are a lot of other Christmas apparel, college attire, adult onesies, great gifts. Go to tipsyelves.com, and remember, tipsyelves.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout, and get your 20% site-wide discount, tipsyelves.com and TMOS. You won't believe your eyes. And I'll be wearing mine on Christmas. And, I think on one day I'll wear it out, my Bah Humbug,
right,
that I have. And then the next day I'll wear that Trump 2016 hoodie. That the listeners gave me.
Now, does Michael, when he plays with your Bah Humbug sweater, does he wear
yes.
it?
Or yeah, he does everything. He's two. He's crawling around. He's home from school. He's feeling sick today.
Great. So he woke up at vacation.
My wife, I would like to send a shout out to Carla, who turned in super early last night, and because I was up till 1 o'clock. I want to send out to another one of my kids, Catherine. Catherine, I love you very, very much, and I will not go into details with what she is dealing with right now with some friends, but a lot of kids at her school are dealing with a very, very tough weekend.
Mm.
And so I just want to say I love you, sweetheart, and I was on the phone with her very late at night over the weekend, and hopefully she'll be doing well. But the little guy was up, according to Carla, when I woke up at 5:45 this morning, which for me, when I opened my eyes at 5:45,
yeah.
I got news for you. That is sleeping in. That is, I've sure. gotten the big, big break. So at 5:45, Carla says, do you want to know what happened? I said, what? What? Because I was out. I was out from like 10 o'clock straight through then.
That sounds glorious.
That's
pretty good
bliss
night's sleep.
For me. Yeah. Absolute bliss for me. Carla said he was up at 11, at 2, and at 4 a.m. Just like when he was an infant, and so he's teething again, and he's running a bit of a fever, and so it's unfortunate for him. So,
that sucks. So, I'm sorry. I hope he feels better soon.
Little unsettled because we had Gammy here for the weekend, and it was great. And I had a weekend out as well with my date with Twitch this weekend, where I went out to the Indian casino.
Showbiz, right? You went and saw
showbiz,
Craig
big
Ferguson.
Time Craig. Craig Ferguson, and Rofo never got back to me, so I never got an interview with him. But
understood.
I guess they, did anyone know what happened? I just, nothing ever came to fruition.
I don't know, but he was working on that for
you. You don't know, Rob? You don't know what happened?
Three big bookings on the Tony Perkins show, but nothing with Mr. Ferguson.
Okay, why don't you tell him that, someone's got to handle that. So, I'm not going to go up to the stage door at the event and just go, is he doing any media? Not going to be that guy.
No.
Not going to be that guy. I decide to meet Twitch at the doors were going to open for this venue at 6 o'clock, and Twitch and I were going to meet at 5:30. And I left my place and got up there about 10 of 5 because Daddy wanted a little extra time.
Ever been to this, and let's not call it a casino, let's call it a venue. Have you ever been to this venue before?
Yes, I have.
And how is the casino side
how's
of the venue?
Action?
Yeah, how's the action?
The action is Charlestonian. It's Charlestonian action.
Mike, high praise.
It would be the same. It would be the same quality of the. It would
classy.
Be like any subpar, nasty ass little butt ass casino in the middle
broken
of nowhere.
Broken dreams and a lot of smoke.
Yeah. Sure.
Not as much smoke as you might think. The elderly are around there, and they don't fill the building with as much smoke as
many
they
of the
to,
people
so.
That used to provide the buildings with smoke have left us, Mike, because
yes.
they're dead of cancer.
Yes,
and so there's not in many smoke providers, right, Pony?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay,
but the elderly are everywhere. The elderly are everywhere
yes.
there. I mean, and we had elderly at the old Charlestown back home, but
sure.
we have more elderly down here, and so but. I decide because that I have a hopeless degenerate addiction to those machines
yes.
that I wanted a little fun time. And now I play where the grannies are. That's because I'm not allowed. Carla takes my credit cards, and says, here's a little cash to go and do this, and you can't spend any more.
So she
and
keeps the wallet.
She keeps the wallet, basically, and gives me cash.
That's what you have to do for an addict.
I have my
but do the nickel slots, Mike? Do the nickel slots allow the shaking?
Nickels? No, I don't do nickels. I do what I did in Vegas.
Oh, the penny slots.
Do the pennies, which is the same as the dollars. You just
you play 100 pennies.
Yeah, they take it in a totally different way.
Uh huh.
They screw you that way.
Does it make the shaking stop?
No.
No.
But it makes me seriously when I get going, and I sat down at 10 of 5 at this one machine.
Right.
And within a nanosecond, it was 25 after 5. And I start getting thoughts like, hey, you think Twitch would be mad if I didn't go to the show?
Oh,
that's how bad it is for me.
No.
That's how bad it gets for me. That's how truly bad it gets for me. And I just don't care. I don't care about anything else.
After really the half care. Hour had passed at the penny slots, were your pockets brimming with money?
It was. I was not doing badly.
Okay.
I was not doing badly, so I was kind of happy, and I love the. Someone told me. A mental health professional who I was consulting for a variety of reasons told me that it is self-hypnosis, and he is absolutely right. I think of absolutely nothing when I'm doing that. When I'm outside of that arena, sometimes my mind will tend to race.
Sure.
And doesn't race nearly like it used to, but it will go in different directions. But no, this is me sitting down, and I block everything out, and I knew that I had to meet Twitch. I knew that. So we were going to meet, and he, of course, was right there, right on time. And so it was good to see him.
Was he in a Ringmaster jacket?
No, he was just hanging out. I texted him. He's very, very aware of my space. So it was about 5:35 or 5:40, and I said, "Are you here?" And he said, "At the showroom." So he was obviously waiting for me, and I did a beeline right over. It's a small place, and I got right over there. And then I see people start lining up. They've got, you know how the line was at our show in Circus, where they kind of funneled them around. So I said, you know, I don't care. This is not going to be a big venue. So if we're in the back row, it doesn't matter. I said, Twitch, do you mind? I said, let's go grab a beer. And so we went over and we grabbed a beer.
So no assigned seating.
He'd already gotten the tickets. He bought the tickets. I gave him the money for the tickets. And we had the seat, and they gave you a little armband so that you could come and go.
Okay.
Because it is a casino. They want to make sure if people want to go back and forth.
Make it easy.
But they open it up. And then we sat for a minute, and I walked back over to the showroom because I had to go to the men's room. And when I walked back over to the showroom, the line had exploded. The line was like well out into the casino. And I decided to do the Fenway Shuffle, which is to see, you know, if we could maybe give a little something to somebody up there. And there was this guy with a crew cut, you know, it looked like the fat version of Tommy Lang, and he wasn't having anything.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah.
Sorry, sir.
No, mostly back to me, and I'm asking questions, and he knew the game.
You know, of course,
what I was trying to do. And so we got in line, and we marched in, and. It was mostly an older crowd. It's the demographic down here. It's mostly older people. Mm-hmm. There are people down here. And we get inside, and when we got inside, I can describe it to you guys perfectly. It was exactly like one of our shows.
Really?
At the casino. It was exactly like that.
So like a ballroom
almost,
with chairs.
Yes, a ballroom with the chairs. A better full stage.
Okay.
Than we have, because we have it in a real ballroom. They set up risers and they do
right.
it. But other than that, it was the same exact configuration. And
do you figure about 800 seats?
Right. I heard the number. I actually heard the number.
Seriously?
It was 800 seats.
Okay.
It was 800 seats, and that's what they have. Now, the difference between Craig Ferguson and Mike O'Mara is two shows, everybody. Thank
I
you
understand.
Very much.
No,
yes, thank you. That's how that rolls. But the fact is, I was cool because there was nobody filling up the back, and I got a seat right on the aisle and talked with Twitch. And Twitch and I enjoy each other's company, and we're hanging out and we're watching this. And the people are coming in, and the show began, and they had a great opening act, a very, very funny guy. And then
another
Craig
comic?
Ferguson came,
what was another, his style?
Observational humor,
okay,
you know,
right.
that kind of safe. Mm-hmm. Land kind of. I'm from Atlanta, you know, the land of biscuits and gravy. Ha ha. So you know, but he's
never
funny. I mean, he was funny. Look, you know how I revere stand up because
yes.
I don't do stand up. I tell stories on stage. I do not do material.
Right.
I know a general outline of what I'm going to talk about, but it's just like this show. That's what you get. I totally respect and admire men that hone and refine their material to a stand-up act, which is like bam, 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 bam,
yep.
bam, like that. Whereas we will meander for 10 minutes before we get to the giggle. These guys are, you know, they're giving you every minute. They're giving you a different game. And Craig Ferguson was a marvelous stand-up comedian
yes.
and had tremendous energy. And, you know, he gave the people that were just there for the TV, that he gave him the TV stuff, and his shtick was fantastic.
He's brilliant.
I will make reference to one particular monologue that he did about Japanese toilets that had me laughing my ass off. And he's great. And look, I mean, he did a monologue for 100 years every night, so the guy knows what he's doing. He's up there. But I will say this: the back of the theater where I was, the last three rows were kind of mellow, like mellow to the point of there's a young lady across from me. She's probably 23.
Yeah.
And the whole row next to her, it was stone silence. And I'm a great audience at a stand-up show. If I think something's moderately funny, I'm going to laugh because that's fun. That's what I'm there for. We're talking silence. We're talking. I think, you know, as you got to the front of the room where you had the VIP, more expensive tickets, it was, by the way, an idea we are going to steal. You actually had people, you know, that were having a blast, and then a little more mellow in the back. And here's what killed me, and this is what pissed me off. He wraps up with a joke, and he sets it up for like an hour. And
sure.
It's one of the, that's the bit, is that he's just setting up the joke, how the joke was told. It's this whole joke.
And he does it great,
I'm
sure. It
was stupid, but it was, he did a great job.
Yeah.
And he was thoroughly entertaining and very, very funny. Worth every penny. I would go see him again. He's that funny. And then at the end of the joke, he said, thank you very much. That's it. And I think he ended up saying, well, that's it. And you know, he said, thank you all for coming out. He had not finished saying, well, that's it, and started to walk stage right where the oldsters were up and leaving. And leaving,
wow.
Not staying to applaud. They're like, all right, that's the comedian. He entertained me. Now I'm going to go and do what I did because they're so goddamn entitled. It was done.
That's
Let me
rude.
And I will say this: we've done a lot of live shows. Our audiences are so incredible, and
the best.
They are so raucous, and they give us such an incredible hand. I don't think, guys, we should ever take that for granted. That is truly, it's truly amazing because he didn't get what he deserved.
Right.
He got a nice round of applause. I stood up and applauded. There were people down in the front that were standing up, but this incredible number of these blue hair octogenarians that are heading for the door, like there's some emergency. Now, it might have been a pee break. I don't know. I took a pee break in the middle of the show. Twitch took a pee break in the middle of the show because I was drinking beer and I don't drink beer that often.
Right.
And so I had to go winky tink.
Yeah.
But you don't. But it's, you know, it's in the middle. I'm in the back. I'm on the aisle. And he didn't even notice, right?
Mike, it was you're also dealing with an older crowd. They don't have the ability to control it. Sometimes it is a race with the devil.
I said, God, look at that, Twitch. I said, look at that. Look at the people that are running for the gate right now. Now, I've not been in the audience in Reno or at the State Theater in Washington, D.C., so I don't know if one of the, thank you very much, good night, everybody, that half the crowd is going to take a leak.
Right.
I have no idea whether, because I can't see. But it just, it bugged me being in the audience because I don't
do tradition.
That kind of
venue.
I
mean, even if you're not giving a standing ovation, you clap at least until the act is, you know, off stage.
It's
and
just
done.
Polite.
That is polite.
Yeah. It's polite, and it just pissed me off. But as far as a stand-up, yeah, a little cold. It looked like it sounded like his voice was tested.
Two shows a night.
Well, and he doesn't party anymore. That's a big part of his act, that he doesn't party. He doesn't do that. But overall, you know, a very, very funny man. And I love the venue, and I'm fully expecting to go to the next big show that's coming up there.
Which is?
Kreskin.
No! Oh, no, really?
No.
Oscar, do you even know who Kreskin
is? I know who it is.
Oh,
yes, because
man.
Of your
Kreskin,
show.
Kreskin, former guest on the Mike O'Mara show. Yes, the amazing Kreskin. I think Tracy Morgan's coming, too.
Oh,
I think Tracy
that's
Morgan's
cool.
going to
Kreskin,
be on there.
Yeah.
No, Kreskin will be good.
Tracy
He'll do the
Morgan,
thing where
yes.
he hides the $20 bill or whatever, and he has to
find. Hi, this is the amazing Kreskin.
Did you go back to gamble?
Nope, went home. Went home after the
big
show.
Big win.
Yeah,
that is
yeah,
good.
Big win.
How
yeah,
long of a drive is it? How long of a drive?
Got a little poinsettia out of the back of Twitch's car that he got from Mrs. O'Mara and loaded it up. And now the drive is about 45 minutes, give or take.
Wow, absolutely. That's closer than I thought. That's not bad.
And it's
dangerous.
And it's really it's the inland part of Florida, so it is one 2-lane road that goes on and on and on and on. And the only thing I will tell you about this road, this is the heart of Florida citrus agriculture down here. And you the only thing that makes you worry when you're driving this, if you drive that road, all you see is wreaths, like those decorative wreaths that people put for lost loved ones on the side of the
road.
Oh,
I thought maybe you were talking about Christmas. Yeah.
Carla and I have been there since we've been coming down here. We've probably been there 10 times over the years. And I will tell you that, how was that lie? Anyway, I will tell you that we have been behind two of the drunkest drivers I have ever seen in my life.
Man.
Wow.
And both of them, like the whole weaving thing. And I don't know what happens, but and then it was two people that were like S-faced, and then another one where they had shut down the road. It's this tiny agricultural.
Well, what happens is they drink too much, and then they get behind the wheel, and then they try to get home. Yeah. That's what happens.
Good analysis, Oscar.
Yes, yes. I don't know what happens, but that's what happens.
Thank you very much. That's thank you very much, William Peterson from CSI. We appreciate that. That's a terrific update. We'll take a break and news you may not need, including the real story about the Morgan Freeman incident. When we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, this is the Internet, Steve Mermelstein. As of December 7th, 2015, Mike, Rob, and Oscar will have tirelessly brought you 6 years of entertainment and countless hours of happiness. Let's reward their dedication to making us laugh by doing all of our shopping through MichaelMarisShow.com. At MichaelMarisShow.com, you'll find links to all the best deals on the internet. And trust me, as a Mermelstein, you can bet I know where to find the best deals. You can take that to the bank. You see, when you go through MichaelMarisShow.com, Mike, Rob, and Oscar get a little taste, but it doesn't cost us anything. What a mitzvah. So be a mensch and do all your holiday shopping to MichaelMarisShow.com this Hanukkah. Oh, and you can do it for that other holiday, too. These deals are still great, even if you believe in that other stuff. Mermelstein out.
And that was the best take.
Happy Hanukkah. Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen. Appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by Touch of Modern. Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Look no further than Touch of Modern. New deals every day during their 30 days of deals. You can find something for everyone. A lot of our listeners are enjoying this website because you can find the unique gift. Touch of Modern helps you check off your Christmas list, one awesome gift and one awesome deal at a time. Touch of Modern is your one-stop holiday store with new deals each and every day. If you can't choose, don't forget the Touch of Modern Holiday Hub. It selects products based on a person's interests and makes holiday shopping easy, fast, and awesome. Boom, bam, you will be a holiday hero with gifts that make them go W-O-W.
Wow.
Wow. Touch of Modern has new sales launching literally every day, which makes it the best place to get perfect gifts for everyone, all while offering the best prices on the web. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. I love this website. You can surf for hours on it and never get bored. Do it today because you don't want to miss out on the perfect gift at touchofmodern.com. And from the bottom of my heart, I thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
We talked about it at the very beginning of the show. Morgan Freeman's private jet skidded off the runway during an emergency landing at an airport in northern Mississippi on Saturday. But he will not die.
Good.
That's the bulletin.
Yeah. Teflon.
It blew a tire during takeoff.
Ultimately, he'll die. Just not from
this. We all will. Then there was an issue with the hydraulics once it was in the air. And it overshot the end of the runway at the other airport, at another airport about 30 miles away. Morgan is actually a trained pilot. Did you know that?
I had no
idea.
Pretty
cool.
He is, but he wasn't flying. He said in a statement that I read before, a tire blew on takeoff, which caused other problems, but thanks to my excellent pilot, we landed safely without a scratch. I cannot say the same about my plane.
Oh.
So I guess they belly landed and caused
that
a lot of damage.
That is so scary.
That's horrifying. Can you imagine?
Man.
No way.
Simon Cowell and his girlfriend Lauren Silverman were shaken up after someone broke into their house in London on Friday and stole a bunch of cash and jewelry.
Simon, I hear something. I hear something.
No, you're being too loud. Don't worry. Everything's going to be fine.
They're
going to
get my watches and my cash.
No, you're too pitchy. Stop being bitchy and pitchy.
And it happened while they were home with their 2-year-old son, Eric.
Oh,
I can relate to that. An alarm went off around 2 in the morning while they were sleeping. A security guard saw at least one burglar run off, and police are still investigating. A friend says Simon's pretty freaked out about it, but he's just relieved his family wasn't hurt. He actually made it to a rehearsal for The X Factor later in the day. There's your broadcaster for you.
There
he's
is,
a pro.
Hell of a security guard that catches someone running away.
Yeah,
but terrific. Not really catching them, just seeing them run away.
A shadow.
Well, the problem is this is not the first time something like this has happened. A stalker broke into his home back in 2012, and he found her hiding in a closet with a brick.
Whoa. Jeez.
Don't make them up. Just share them with you.
Simon Calbrick,
Actor Robert Loggia passed away on Friday at the age of 85. Billy! That's the only logia I do.
I love that's pretty good. For some reason, that death really affected me more than most celebrity deaths, because I sat there and I said, I remember as a kid and then as an adult watching him in so many different movies. And
he
they weren't necessarily
like
all
places,
great
yeah.
movies, but he was in so many.
Well, I mean, he was great
well,
in Scarface.
Well, you know, if you like him that much, I'll do a little from
oh, good.
It's
good,
in
good.
My repertoire.
That'd be great.
All right, hold on.
Hey, Bob.
Oscar.
Yeah.
How you doing, Oscar? Yeah. Attaboy. What a good guy.
I was hoping you'd stay around long enough to play this massive piano we've rolled out on the ground.
No, see, the big, I cannot stand that man's career is reduced to that clip, which
True.
Everybody is paying attention to. He was incredible in Officer and a Gentleman with
oh, yeah.
a small role as Richard Gere's father. He was incredible in Scarface. He was a wonderful, wonderful actor. But what do you see? Because we are the dumbest country in the world, you get to see the people dancing on the piano up and down. Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. That was my favorite part. Put some wing sauce on it.
Yeah, thank you. He was Mr. McMillan in Big, if you wanted to know what that character was.
Okay.
Let me see. He also was Frank Lopez in Scarface and Eduardo Pritzi in Pritzi's Honor.
Oh, he was nominated. He was in that.
Yeah, and that's why he had an incredible body.
Yeah.
Really, a totally unique actor. Nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar in the 80s for his role as Detective Sam Ransom in Jagged Edge. That was a Jeff Bridges movie, wasn't it?
I believe you're right, yeah.
He was also in a few episodes of The Sopranos as mobster. Best name I've ever read as far as a mobster name.
Uh-huh.
Feech LaManna.
Nice.
Hey, Tony. Tony.
Thank you. Dr. Patricia Quinlan of Center Valley, Pennsylvania, was on a United flight from Philadelphia to San Francisco on Thanksgiving when a 59-year-old man sitting in the front of the plane fell out of his seat. When he didn't get up, she realized something was very wrong. She used the plane's defibrillator to figure out his heart didn't have a blockage. I don't get that part. How would she do that with a defibrillator? I don't get that.
Well,
but that's what it says here. She found his pulse was off, his blood pressure was dangerously low, and he was seriously dehydrated, so she had to use what was available to save his life. She used her hair tie as a tourniquet on his arm, used some little airplane bottles of whiskey to disinfect a needle, hooked him up to the plane's IV bag, and had passengers shine the flashlights from their iPhones to give her enough light to work. The guy finally came to. After about 20 minutes, he was actually able to walk off the plane.
Wow.
And it landed
geez.
Safely in San Francisco. Dr. Quinlan,
that's
medicine woman.
The thing is if you had to use airplane bottles of whiskey, it might have been cheaper to actually go to a hospital.
Little dig at the airlines. We're a week into December, which means you've probably already been the victim of the Chipmunks' Christmas song.
Yes,
I have.
Of course.
Also known as one of the most annoying songs in the world. Someone buy that rat a damn hula hoop. So this plan sounds downright evil. A train station in Bournemouth, England is trying to keep homeless people from sleeping there overnight by blasting Chipmunks music nonstop from midnight to 6 a.m.
Wow.
People who live in the area probably don't want homeless people coming out there, but they still think the plan to keep them away is wrong, as do I. One guy told reporters, quote, "The only way I can describe it is like how people are held at Guantanamo Bay. If the homeless are laying down in their sleeping bags and they've got this constant music going through their head, it'll make them go insane. And since it's England, there actually might be one of them named Alvin anyway." That's my own. Hello. All right. Yeah, let's enjoy a little bit, ladies and gentlemen. Here are the Chipmunks in WAVA. Oh, I'm sorry. Alvin, he's got to yell. Chipmunks, WAVA. Thank you. All right, thank
okay.
you.
No, you don't need to blow it.
Thanks so much.
Look, I got some fur on me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something-something for you boys. This kid is barely out of high school, and he's already fulfilled his destiny. There is a 19-year-old in St. Louis, Missouri, whose name, I am not making it up, is Bud Weiser.
Ooh, Bud.
That is his real given name.
Hey, Bud.
And, hey, Bud, let's party. Well, Bud was busted on Thursday night for trespassing. Yes, you guessed it, at the Budweiser Brewery.
No way! Yeah.
Budweiser was trespassing at the Budweiser Brewery. He, I love it. I truly love it.
Why, sir?
He wandered into a secure area, and when some guards tried to throw him out, he got into a fight with them, so he was arrested for trespassing and resisting arrest. There is no word on what he was planning on doing at the brewery. Maybe just some research on his roots. I don't know what's going on. Bud lives at home with his uncle, Mick Loeb, and his girlfriend, Stella Artois. Thank you. See, nice. Budweiser owns Stella now. That's a those are legitimate Anheuser-Busch beers. It wouldn't be funny if I had done it the other way, okay?
That's intricate comedy, Mike.
That's right. Thank you so much. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Out in the street.
Hey, little Michael.
Hi.
For the audience, what's your name?
Mike O'Mara.
What are you looking forward to this Christmas?
Presents and pumpkin pie.
And who do you want to bring you presents?
Santa Claus.
Oh, Santa Claus. Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah.
Before you go, I just want to point out that if Santa buys you gifts, then TMOS doesn't get credit. So maybe people should use...
Amazon. Yeah.
Okay.
Santa Claus. No. Amazon. No. Santa Claus.
Perfect. Santa Claus should use the Amazon link on the Mike O'Mara Show website.
Yeah. Mayor Merso. Amazon.
Hey, thanks for coming by.
He sent him to me and I didn't listen to him. I wanted to hear it here. That's the first time. That's fantastic. Oh, that is great. Give him credit where credit is due. Rob, what is that gentleman's name that made those?
You may have come to mind. Courtney Calkins.
Oh, was it Courtney that did those?
Fantastic.
Yeah, filling good
in,
job.
Filling
Courtney.
In on America's
He's
this week.
Come around, Courtney Calkins.
Okay, you are a fair weather fan.
That is hysterical. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob's Audio Vault brought to you by Framebridge. Do you have a million photos around your house in your phone, on your computer, and you don't have any of them framed? I'm doing this for Gammy. She's got another picture of the little guy, and she wants it framed. I'm going to go through Framebridge. It's no problem. Framebridge.com. They can frame anything. Get those memories off your phone and onto your wall. And if you do it online, let me tell you, it's the easiest thing in the world.
Yes.
Go to Framebridge.com, choose your frame, upload your art, preview it, buy it. It's that easy. If you can't upload it, all you have to do is mail it to Framebridge, absolutely free. I used Framebridge.com. I've got it on the wall here in the studio. It was easy. I love the results. It probably took me less than 11 minutes where I was on the website, got my phone, got it out, picked the picture I want, pick the frame I want, and it's fantastic. Framebridge has every framing option from classic to eclectic. They have it all. They even have pro designers to help you out. This makes a great holiday gift, even as a gift for yourself, especially with this offer. 15% off. 15% off your first order and free shipping when you use the code TMOS. This amazing deal is only available this week, so go to framebridge.com, select a frame from their curated collection, upload your art or mail it in for free, preview your art in its custom frame, enter the code TMOS at checkout to get 15% off and free shipping, then receive your beautiful custom art ready to hang. Don't wait. This offer is this week only, so go to framebridge.com, use the TMOS code, and save. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for today, Monday, our anniversary, December 7th, 2015. Can you feel the energy?
Happy anniversary, darling. I did want to tell you this. We didn't get to it in the body of the show, and we need to talk about it today.
What you making? Fruitcake.
Oh, I was going to ask you. I didn't get mine this weekend.
Fruitcake.
They went out priority on Thursday, so you should get them today. And you actually posted something. I think it was Saturday morning. You just said
I just woke up as a non sequitur. I just wrote fruitcake, and Rob thought that I'd gotten it, but no, I hadn't gotten it. And then Rob said, "How did they turn out?" I mean, and I said, "I haven't gotten it yet."
Oh,
I just
totally
wrote fruitcake as I was thinking about it.
Bothered me, but you can start getting your entries in now. We'll give away our first fruitcake on Wednesday of this week. Remember, submit your name and your phone number to fruitcake at MikeOmaraShow.com. The rules are the same. Give us 100 words or less why you deserve a fruitcake that I make with love from scratch in my home. And if we choose you and we call you, you either have to answer or your outgoing message has to say something about fruitcake.
Yeah.
And do that and you win. We'll ship you a fruitcake this Christmas.
Get on it.
So get on it and send those submissions in to fruitcake at MikeOmaraShow.com. So you went to bed early last night. Did you watch any of the Sinatra special on CBS?
Probably 15 minutes worth. And then Carla texted me from the bedroom and said, "Turn it down." And then I came in and I said, "Can I watch it in here?" The room was dark. I said, "Can I put my little
Oscar Santana wireless headphones that he recommended years ago, and she said no. So I said, I'll go to bed.
You know what? You didn't miss much. What it was?
It sucked. It was like one of Garth Brooks and the guy from. It was just not good. I don't want to hear other artists do Frank. It sucked.
And it was so. It was Adam Levine was the opening guy on it, and he looked not only inadequate to sing the music, he looked uncomfortable on stage. Yeah. And what these Grammy specials do, and the same thing happened with the Beatles special, is that. It brings all the biggest stars of current
music. Who's
the
guy with the beard? Is that the Zac Brown band?
Yes.
Zac Brown? Is that Zac Brown?
I believe that is Zac Brown.
That crap,
but the thing is they bring the biggest stars out, and you realize how inadequate they are compared to what has happened in the past. Now, I realize it's not their genre of music, but still, the only thing I really liked from it is they kept playing this clip, and I don't know where they found it. Here's the clip they played of Frank Sinatra singing for Frank's 100th birthday.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
That's him.
Happy birthday to myself. Happy birthday to me. Ba-dum-bum.
I liked that. I thought that was nice. But
and you listen to that voice when he's like that, and, you know, I mean, I still am stunned that that man did what he did for the years that he did. When you talked about, you know, he would be up till like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning,
always
drinking bourbon and smoking cigarettes, and then he'd be on stage singing. I don't get it.
You know, he almost died in Richmond. I always like that fact. Is that
really
his last performance for a paying audience was at a theater in Richmond called the Mosque, and he passed out and actually collapsed on stage, and they had to break him out of the hospital because I believe the quote is, I'm not dying in Richmond.
I didn't know that.
They flew him back to Palm Springs where he would eventually, you know, live a little longer. But he did. He collapsed on the stage of the Mosque. This is funny. And
the Mosque? That's a pretty interesting name.
It was built in the 20s. It just had a total revamp. It's a beautiful. It's like a palace-styled theater from the 1920s.
Probably not good timing for the reopening.
Well, they've changed the name of it, I believe.
Oh, good. Okay. Right.
But it still has that Eastern European feel. Did you have a station growing up that would run the Yule log, where on Christmas they would just show television of a burning log and play Christmas music?
They do it now on cable.
Cable.
And
HD Yule log.
I have a DVD of the Yule log that I enjoy. But I do like someone has posted a Yule log. This is an hour long. It's a Yule log, but people fighting.
Silver ball ornaments, they go up toward the top.
I want to put the angels on. I'm putting these little naked angels on right around the top of the tree.
The angels actually go lower because they're going
to... Oh, how do you know where they go? Angels fly. Angels live in heaven.
Okay, but
let me put it up here.
The ornaments all have their own place.
I'm taking it off.
Well, I'm going to take it off because you're just going to...
And all the time, all you see is a blazing log.
Okay, but there's got to be organization when you decorate a tree, okay?
Oh, do you want to decorate it by yourself? Or
I don't want to decorate it by myself. I just wanted to have fun with my wife decorating a tree, but you seem to be doing it wrong.
I'm trying to have fun with you.
Okay.
And the way that I have fun is always wrong.
You
it's wrong when I go out with my friends.
You've
it's
eaten
wrong
four candy canes since we started. Those go on the tree.
Yeah,
you can't just be eating the candy canes.
And there's plenty of fun to be had.
And that was recorded live in Leesburg this very weekend.
That's
at
awesome.
The Spiewak House. You know what? Julia went off a huge... she saw three concerts last week. And one of the concerts, of course, included her 200th seeing of Fall Out Boy this year. But Fall Out Boy did a Christmas song. And the funny thing is, they were at the Patriot Center 2 hours earlier. Fall Out Boy was at the lighting of the National Christmas Tree. They actually played in the Ellipse in D.C., then drove out to Fairfax.
Oh, wow, and did a show?
To do the show. And they debuted their new Christmas song, and I actually think it's real catchy. I'd like to see them do this as a single. It's from the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
What do you think, Pony?
I think it's great, Mike.
Fantastic. I'd like to actually, though, credit my daughter.
Hold on, let me work the room here. What do you think, Oscar?
I don't like it at all. Not one bit.
I was lying.
I think it sucks.
All right. Well, you know what? I'll have to return my Christmas gift for you then.
What's great about that song for you?
What? That is not good, Rob. That is not a good song.
Really? You don't like it? I like the fact that they've taken something that is a...
You're brainwashed. Your daughter and
your
wife are brainwashed.
Too close to the subject
matter. Man, and I almost had a perfect show. Carrie Fisher is out promoting the new Star Wars picture, which might not be the greatest move.
Oh.
Because she's got that sort of hot, boozy breath image right now because, you know, she's a recovered alcoholic, bless her heart. And she's,
and she also, she's been like, for 20 years, she's been that kind of,
exactly. Yeah, she did a special about all the facts, all the stuff she's been through. This, we'll close with this. This is Good Morning America, where she talks to Amy Robach and just sort of comes off as bitter.
You like it less as you roll along. I can't say that to you, but people that are normal, that have other genes other than, they don't like it as much. Not that you have an advantage with a DNA jackpot or anything, because I'm sure this is all like, what, a victory of plastic surgery? No, your parents made it well. Please congratulate them.
Congratulations, Amy Robach. Your parents made it well. Okay, maybe let Han Solo handle some of the press. That's your magic audio ball. Happy anniversary. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for your great 6 years. We appreciate it. That's it. Another Michael Maris Show has come and gone, everybody. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MichaelMarisShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show, send anything you want to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email Rob with two B's at MichaelMarisShow.com. The Michael Maris Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Thanks to Audible.com for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. Audible is the leading provider of audiobooks with over 150,000 downloadable titles. For a free audiobook of your choice, just go to audiblepodcast.com/TMOS. Remember, go to audiblepodcast.com/TMOS and get your free audiobook. Thank you, Audible.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.